This call is being recorded.
Welcome everybody to the call. Thank you for being here and supporting these calls every Monday. I just want my other announcement is that I am presently taking on Taffy Team 41. I do have one more spot left if you know of somebody who is interested in doing the Taffy course. We meet via teleconference call. I'm going to say 20 minutes every day, Monday to Friday, for 2 months, whereby you take on your health, you become committed, you're taking on responsibility, you receive a lesson every day. That lesson is sent to you, and the assignments are simple, but the results at the after 2 months is absolutely astounding and amazing. So I want to say this morning, or this evening, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about those glyphosates. I'm really concerned about them, and I said I have to repeat this information. Our food has become increasingly more adulterated, contaminated, genetically engineered. And so there's a lab called HRRI Labs that is often hired to test for these kind of contaminations, to test whether a food is GMO or it's non-GMO, to test for glyphosates. Now, all grains, legumes, beans typically have the highest level of glyphosate contamination due to their routine agricultural practice of desiccation, where the glyphosate is sprayed on the crop to increase or to decrease harvest time. And that means that the crop is ripened sooner before it's supposed to be ripened. Glyphosate is sprayed on the crop shortly before harvest. It improves harvest time. So HRI Labs created two glyphosate tests for the public. It was a water test and an environmental exposure test. 76% of the people tested had glyphosates in their system. And people who regularly eat non-organic oats, so this is just oats, have double the glyphosate of those who don't. People who regularly eat organic food have glyphosate levels 80% lower than those who rarely eat organic. Interesting statistic. So HRI Labs analyzed more than 1,200 urine samples. This testing was being done as part of a research project. And here is some of the interesting information that they received in regards to glyphosates. 76% of people tested have some level of glyphosate in their system. Men typically had higher levels of glyphosate than women. People who ate oats on a regular basis had twice as much glyphosates in their system as people who don't likely or not likely to eat oats. People who ate organic foods on a regular basis had 80% lower levels of glyphosates than those who rarely ate organic foods. So this indicates organic products are a safer choice. And people who ate five or more servings of vegetables per day had glyphosate levels that are 50% lower than those who ate fewer vegetables. And there is something else that I've learned about glyphosates, that there is an epidemic of fatty liver disease in America, meaning United States and Canada, and it's linked exactly to the glyphosate problems along with heavy metals. So there's something I've learned about glyphosates. Glyphosate has a glycine molecule which is attached to a nitrogen atom. Glycine is one of the amino acids that we find in all good foods that we eat. And glyphosate is a modified glycine, which replaces the amino acid glycine in your body. So the bad glycine replaces the good glycine in your body. So now you have a toxic protein, glycine, in your body, distorting protein metabolism. And the consequence of this is, of course, a protein deficiency. And guess what your stem cells need in order to replicate healthy cells? They need a good source of protein. Your muscles need proteins. And without proteins, you end up with chronic fatigue syndrome. If that's not bad enough, glyphosate also messes up the microbes of your gut. So you end up with leaky gut syndrome. Now there's more to this glyphosate story. The glyphosate also causes leaky brain syndrome. Not just leaky gut syndrome, but leaky brain syndrome. It gets into the brain because it crosses the blood-brain barrier. And then your communication between the gut and the brain is distorted. No wonder we have an epidemic of depression, mental disorders, Alzheimer's, dementia, and so on. I wanted everybody to understand this whole concept about glyphosate, and the best way to look after your own body is simply not to eat any of those grains, legumes, or beans. They're all agricultural crops, and all of them use glyphosate for harvesting purposes. I want to now move into the whole process of cancer and the PAPA program. You know, 100 years ago, the rate of cancer was very, very low. Interestingly enough, today, 2018, 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women are diagnosed with cancer. And 77% of people who are over 55 years of age are diagnosed with cancer. If you are over 55, you need to be on this call, because your health is at risk. So when we talk about cancer, we talk about 5 different pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. As a matter of fact, in my world, there is no such thing as cancer or Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis. There is only injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And these Monday calls provide you with solid education, and education is crucial. How else can you take action for your own diagnosed disease condition, such as cancer, if you don't know what it is? These calls are also backed by solid science, going as far back as the 1800s. Whatever I say on these calls and whatever I teach in TAFI is also backed by the laws of nature. The PAPA program is also backed by numerous anecdotal reports, the success stories of people who have successfully used the PAPA program and today are cancer-free. And there are over 60 cancer success stories in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, and I have a whole lot more since then. I also want to say that this is a therapeutic nutritional program, and you cannot expect your medical doctor to endorse a therapeutic nutritional program or to endorse the PAPA program. This is simply not his area of expertise. This is my area of expertise, so that you can distinguish between the two. What is stated in these calls comes from experts who have studied herbal nutrition for over 30 years. I have studied it for 35 years. I've learned it from Stephen Horn, who has studied it for 35 years. And I've particularly really got to study cancer since 1993 when my own mother passed away from cancer. And I just did not have the knowledge to help her. 1998 was my very first cancer client, Sheena. She was 25 years old when I first met her, given 2 months to live. She did the PAPA program. Without PAPA, we didn't have PAPA at that time. We had cat's claw. We had Chinese mineral chi tonic. We had chlorophyll. We had the parasite cleanse with artemisia and black walnut. And she did this program and overcame her own cancer. That was in 1998. This is now 2018, and she is still very well and alive and very well. I have personally done the PAPA program myself many times. And so here is a question I want you to ask your doctor. Has your doctor done the chemotherapy and radiation he recommends? Interesting question. And you know the answer to that one. Of course he hasn't. And he'll tell you, well, he hasn't done it because he doesn't have cancer. Well, I don't have cancer, but I've done the PAPA therapeutic program, PAPA therapeutic nutritional program many times. There is a safety factor when it comes to chemo and radiation. There is no safety factor when it comes to doing the PAPA nutritional program. It can't hurt anyone. And PAPA is scientifically documented by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin to be a totally safe for anyone to use. And on these calls, when I do them, I encourage all the questions so that you feel comfortable. I encourage skepticism. I want you to ask those questions. Now, I'm not saying that when you do this program, that it's all going to be smooth and comfortable, because there will be times you will feel terrible as you go through a detoxification. But this is where we come into play, and we are there to guide you and support you. If you, in fact, ask me those questions, because I know, I've worked with many clients, I know how scary and uncomfortable this may be. However, I cannot help anyone who decides that they will not call me and they go to the doctor instead to find out what's happening. There is a lot of knowledge required to get through these programs, and trying it on in your own will often lead to discouragement, to cheating, to trying to find the magic bullet that does not exist. Now, the other problem we have with people doing this program is that they want it to work within 2 weeks, or maybe it should work within a month. Well, think about those stem cells. They're your little carpenters in your body. And they're the ones that are out there building and replicating healthy cells for you to heal that injury. So if you happen to have a broken bone, how long does it take for those stem cells to repair the broken bone? Well, anywhere from 4 to 6 months. The same applies in cancer. Having said that, this is a short period of time for someone who has cancer. We also help you to create a vision of what your body will look like in 4 months. It's like drawing your own blueprint. Just like any carpenter does. He has a blueprint of a house. And he follows certain, he takes certain actions every single day in order to build that house. You are rebuilding your body. And so you create a vision of what your body will look like when you have finished rebuilding it, now that it's healed, and the joy and the excitement of your life after it's healed, and hang on to that vision. This is where Taffy comes into play. And we are led to believe that cancer is this mysterious disease that we have absolutely no control over. We must give money to cancer research to find the cure. That will never happen. Cancer is a disease that has broken the laws of nature. And that's why attending these calls and getting that education is so critical if you are working on overcoming a cancer disease. So the first thing you need to know is, what is cancer? Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury by the stem cells cannot be made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area becomes mutated by a fungal infection. This is critical that we understand this. Why are cells replicating in cancer? Because there is an injury. The stem cells are trying hard to replicate healthy cells to repair that injury. There's one thing we need to know following the laws of nature is that cells have rules. They do not randomly replicate at their own free will. They only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. Now, in order to repair the wound, those stem cells need to have nutrition. How can health stem cells make healthy cells for you if you are not giving them the required building blocks, the required nutrients? And I hear this often. You can get all the nutrition you need from the grocery store bought foods that you're buying. That cannot be true. If that was true, cancer would never be an epidemic. If you had enough nutrition in your body, you would not have cancer or diabetes or heart disease or multiple sclerosis and so on. Number three, in order for stem cells to replicate healthy cells for you, the stem cells need oxygen, so there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. So something is stopping the oxygen from getting to the injured area. And what is it? It is an accumulation of toxic debris that's stopping the oxygen and even the nutrients from getting there. It is so toxic in that injured area that the lymphatic system has given up. The lymphatic system can no longer clean up the toxic debris that causes that inflammation and blocks the oxygen and nutrients to move to that injured area. Now, it is so toxic in there with the lack of oxygen that the next thing that happens is a fungal infection. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation flips to fermentation, and boom, this is when fungus takes over. Fungus is fed by sugar, and the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line and mutates the cell, so we have a continuous mutation, continuous replication of mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. This is something that every cancer client needs to understand. How can you overcome your own cancer if you don't know all the whys? Why should I take those superfood smoothies? Why should I help the lymphatics? How can I get rid of that toxicity in that injured area? We need to understand all those whys. So I want to explain injury. So injury can come from a physical event such as a car accident or a fall or a blow or crushing or a fracture or rubbing or scratches. That starts the whole process of cell replication. But we need to go deeper with this. Exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breasts. I've never had a mammogram, and I don't ever plan to have one. To me, it's the law of nature that I should not injure my healthy breast. A biopsy causes an injury. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. I just want to clarify this. The sun doesn't cause the injury. It's the sunburn that causes the injury. We're almost made to believe that somehow in 2008, the sun is dangerous. No, it's not. It's the burn that is. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. That's why we can end up with another cancer just from the chemotherapy. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Almost everybody out there is on some sort of medication, some sort of drug. And it could be over-the-counter drug or an antibiotic. All those drugs have side effects. Side effect is another way of saying inflammation. Those drugs, those medications that we are taking cause gut permeability. They cause leaky gut syndrome. They poke holes in the gut. And they cause injury to the intestinal walls. We talked about glyphosates found in those herbicides that cause leaky gut and leaky brain. But then we discover that lectins in present-day grains also cause leaky gut. And that gets into the bloodstream and causes inflammation. Then we find out that there are also phytates in present-day grains. Those are anti-nutrients that are known to deplete your vitamin D3 and deplete your minerals in your body. So the key here is to stop eating those grains and to replace the minerals. That's where the Chinese mineral Qi tonic comes in. That's why it's important to take vitamin D3. Injuries can come from nutritional deficiencies. Today, agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up those raw elements that we find in the periodic table of elements from the earth and convert them into bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis using the sun. The sun is our friend, not our enemy. And it's documented that foods today are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. And I don't know, something like 24 apples and I don't know, something like 10 oranges, you'd have to eat 10 oranges to give you the same nutrient value that one orange gave you in 1941. I mean, there is a huge difference in nutrient values of all foods in 2008, and that's been scientifically documented. My book has a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where scientists analyzed the food values of different foods. And then they repeated this analysis on foods that were grown in soils of 1991. There's a huge range of difference in nutrient value of all foods. And all you have to do is go on Google and just Google the science that was done to prove the nutrient loss in foods in today's day and age. Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s stated, this is 1860, he stated that a deficiency of even one mineral, just one, and boom, morbid waste matter starts to accumulate. So start remembering how important every single trace mineral is for the healing process when it comes to cancer. And Dr. Linus Pauling, we all know him. He was the father of vitamin C. I'm going to quote that. This is what he said, quote, you can trace every diseased ailment, to a mineral deficiency. Well, if you don't have the minerals, can you not see how your inner membrane of the organ can crack? Boom, that's how your injury starts. Then on top of that, there's a lack of omega-3. And a lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells. That omega-3 makes the cells pliable so that oxygen can get into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. And it speeds up the whole oxidation process for cell replication. Then I know that Dr. Huldah Clark, she wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case, and that parasite can cause an injury. Well, what is it that invites those parasites? It's an accumulation of toxic debris. And that parasite can settle anywhere where there is a toxic debris in your body, and it can cause an injury to the membrane internally, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. A toxic overload can also invite viruses. Cervical cancers are started by human papilloma virus. There's an accumulation of toxic debris, and the virus starts to grow in that accumulated debris. The virus will then damage the tissues of the cervix. The answer to this is not a vaccination, which puts more toxic debris into your bloodstream. The answer to this is to clean out that toxic debris. We have an accumulation of toxic debris can also start up an infection. Hepatitis in the liver can lead to an injury if you don't correct it. And I strongly suggest that all infections, be it hepatitis or strep throat or staph infections, that they all be addressed, not with the use of antibiotics, because antibiotics steal the good probiotic from your system. And antibiotics feed candida and block the process of oxidation. I strongly suggest that you address your infections using Nature Sunshine Cat's Claw combination, which also has astragalus and echinacea in it, in high doses. Just recently, I have witnessed two men, one here from my area in Kelowna and the other one from Vancouver, who ended up with a serious dog bite. Big swollen hands, both of them did. I think they were a week apart. And these gentlemen both decided they would not go to see the doctor because the doctor would give them an antibiotic, and they decided they would not use the antibiotic. And the doctor would probably give them a tetanus shot, and they decided they would not do the tetanus shot. They simply took cat's claw, I think one man took 28 cat's claw. I'm not sure how many the other did, but they took it in high doses. And they took Silver Guard, Nature Sunshine Silver Guard, in high doses. Within 3 days, that swelling went down. And then fourth day, you would never even know that there had been a dog bite. Dr. Ravensku was a Swedish researcher. And he found documented evidence. This is documented evidence. You got to get this, that people who had low cholesterol levels were prone to infections and cancers. And what kind of drugs are we taking today? And it's those steroid drugs to lower our cholesterol levels. So just think about this for a minute. We think that cholesterol has no purpose in our body. Cholesterol is there to bind a lot of that toxic debris. And if the cholesterol wasn't binding the toxic debris, then that toxic debris would start wearing out an artery wall or a membrane wall. And you can start to see that's where the cancer would start because it causes an injury. And cholesterol is needed for brain functioning. Your brain is fat water. So now without cholesterol, you can end up with dementia, Alzheimer's. You can't think straight. Cholesterol lines the myelin sheath of the nervous system. And if that's stripped off, then the nervous system could be prone to infections. Now you can start to understand why this Swedish doctor, Dr. Ravensku, plainly stated that people with low cholesterol were more prone to infections and cancer. The key to high cholesterol levels is to clean out the toxic heavy metals, the glyphosates, and so on. It's not to take a steroid to lower the cholesterol levels. Besides, steroids take out healthy coenzyme Q10, and now you're more prone to a heart attack. Several doctors, like Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, Lustig, they stated that cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida is a yeast infection. It's fed by sugar and starches that convert to sugar, by antibiotics, steroid drugs, all kinds of other drugs. And candida grows a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. It gets into the bloodstream, and it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the various tissues and organs of the body. Candida is known to produce toxic estrogens. So we've got to get this. In women who suffer from breast cancers or uterine cancer or ovarian cancer, and they tell you you are estrogen dominant, now you start to understand where those toxic estrogens are coming from. They're coming from candida. Candida produces xenoestrogens, and xenoestrogens are known to feed cancer. Xenoestrogens destroy the function of your thyroid. You know how many people out there have a thyroid problem? I find all kinds of people taking thyroid medication. And those xenoestrogens then impede thyroid metabolism. And the thyroid is also responsible for iodine sources. And what do you need iodine for? Iodine absorbs toxic radiation. Then we start to see why we're so iodine deficient. And xenoestrogens scramble up all the hormones. No wonder we have women suffering from PMS, irritability, menopause, infertility, and so on. Then we find out that these xenoestrogens from Candida weaken collagen production. The collagen is like the glue in the membranes and tissues. It holds it together. So then it weakens the inner inherent weak membranes and tissues of your organs or glands. Here's another big factor in cancer, and that's body temperature. Low body temperature can result in injury because it slows down blood circulation. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, 37 degrees Celsius. Lowered blood circulation means lowered oxygen levels, means microbial invasion, means candida that leads to cancer, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, heart attacks, depression, and so on. In TAFI and with these programs, we work hard to raise the body temperature. Here's something else that impedes with body temperature and blood circulation, and that's the whole principle of vaccinations. No one ever reads the ingredients of a vaccination shot. They all contain heavy metals. They do not belong in your bloodstream. They contain formaldehyde. That does not belong in your bloodstream. It's all toxic. No one reads the fine print. No one reads the ingredients. Dr. Bernice Eddy in the 1950s was injecting polio vaccines into hamsters. All the hamsters got various cancers and tumors. Do you know about this story? That's in 1950s. She reported this finding to her colleagues, and she warned them. If they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. Vaccination is a big business, and we have an epidemic of cancer instead. This time, we all said no to those flu shots that they're promoting. That stuff does not belong in my body. I've never had a flu shot, and I don't ever plan to have one. Sugar is a contributing factor to injury. We absolutely know that it causes cavities in the teeth. Well, what do you think sugar does to your organs internally? In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in the sugar warehouse. They were getting cancer. He repeated this finding in a laboratory setting, and he discovered that sugar was a contributing factor to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize in 1926, and we're ignoring this. This is a law of nature. That hasn't changed just because this is 2018. Dr. Otto Warburg in the 1930s also proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. And we are ignoring this in 2018. He also received a Nobel Prize. Dr. Cole proved that too much sugar to the cells will provoke it to start exhibiting the phenotypes of cancer. And we're ignoring what Dr. Cole said. Dr. Lustig, 2010. He wrote The Sugar Fix, all about high fructose levels and its relationship to being sick with cancer and becoming fat. And we're ignoring these kind of findings. We need to take a passion in this and share it with our neighbors and share it with our friends, because cancer is an epidemic. And, of course, injury can come from heavy metals, mercury fillings in our teeth, as well as vaccinations. And all these heavy metals do not belong in the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. They create inflammation. They impede with circulation of blood and oxygen and nutrients. Then Dr. Hamer said that the cancer injury can come from strong negative emotions. That anger, that unforgiveness, that hatred can cause an overload of toxic acids. We've all experienced this. We know what our solar plexus feels like when we are under that anger. We know that it creates acids, and those acids can eat away at membranes of internal organs. As a matter of fact, there is a saying that goes along with cancer. It's, what's eating you? So cancer starts from an injury. And whenever an injury happens, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury that triggers the stem cells into action. The purpose of the stem cells is cell replication. They're your little carpenters. And in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, you need to give them those fundamental building blocks, those amino acids, proteins, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present, then the little stem cell carpenters are happy and they get to work and they will replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. And at the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest and the current of injury stops. But what if a mineral is missing? Then that stem cell cannot replicate a healthy cell for you. And that process of cell replication continues until you give the stem cell those minerals that they need. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest, in putting a stop to the current of injury, is by feeding the body plenty of minerals, essential nutrients, water, and so on. I want to move into inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, various steroid drugs. I've mentioned lectins, glyphosates. They all get into the bloodstream. They cause leaky gut. They poke holes in the gut membrane, get into the bloodstream, and make the blood heavy, sticky, and heavy, putting a stressful impact on the capillaries through which the blood is flowing. Thereby, those little tiny holes in the capillary walls dilate, and these toxic lectins and heavy metals and candida starts to escape. And on top of that, the blood has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport water and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. And they will start to leak out through these capillary walls. And they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. And so now there is a swelling in between the spaces of the cells and tissues, which is the first process of inflammation. Nothing more than an accumulation of that toxic debris, trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, and water. And your body is made to be absolutely miraculous if we totally can respect it and get to know it, because it has a lymphatic system that will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream at the subclavial valves, which is adjacent to the neck area. And that salty, fluidy part called the lymph will take the excess sodium, clean up the toxins and dump the rest out through our natural elimination channels. That's the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Now start to imagine what happens to that poor lymphatic system if it becomes overloaded by our use of drugs, vaccinations, acids from emotions and stress, toxic teeth, toxic chemicals. Pretty soon that lymphatic system will start to slow down and to malfunction. And over a period of time, this buildup of toxic debris leads to chronic inflammation where now nutrients and oxygen are not reaching that injured area. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by those stem cells can no longer happen. No oxygen, no oxidation. No oxidation, no healthy cell replication. If there is now an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. Sugar feeds fermentation, and the fermentation process produces ammonia and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes and bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to have a big party. So now the fungal DNA will integrate into the DNA of the stem cell during the process of cell replication and genetically defect the cells as they replicate. And this should be an aha moment for everyone, because genetic defects never come from an inherent birth defect. Cancer is not a genetic illness. Cutting off the breasts, cutting off healthy breasts because you're told you have a gene that will give you breast cancer is totally evil in my mind, because cancer is not a genetic illness. Yes, you won't get breast cancer, but you'll get cancer somewhere else. So, the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line and mutates the cells as they replicate. Thereby, there is a continuous replication of mutated cells that we call cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth of cells that happen to repair an injury, and that repair of injury cannot take place due to a nutritional deficiency, a lack of oxygen, and a toxic accumulation and a fungal infection happens in that toxic accumulation. If we understand that, then surely we can reverse the whole process like all these other people that I know of have done. What did they do? They stopped feeding the cancer. They eliminated sugars, grains, starches, yeast products. They stopped drinking milk. Milk is high in sugar. But you can have fermented milk products like cottage cheese and yogurt. Then they worked hard to repair the injury by eating the right foods. We start to raise the body temperature when we eat the right foods. Grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, walnuts, vegetables, berries, seeds. All the seeds are so great. But even if you're eating the right foods, you still don't have enough nutrients. That's where the superfood smoothie comes into play. So you make 2 to 3 to 4 smoothies a day with mineral chi tonic for all those missing minerals, with Collatrim Plus, which is the collagen powder that Candida destroys. You can put Green Zone in there for all those phytonutrients. Flax lignans are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens and clean out those toxic estrogens. One little scoop of flax lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seed. We can add Solstic Energy. We can add aloe vera juice. We can add some Zambrosa. There's such a variety of superfoods we have. We can add a protein powder like the whey protein, the NutriBurn whey protein that we have. And this smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. What's the point of juicing when there's not enough nutrients in those grocery store-bought fruits and vegetables? Second point, the juices from apples, carrots, beets are too sweet. Sugar feeds cancer. Then we take a super omega-3 or flaxseed oil or super oil to make the cells pliable. And we take some vitamin D3. Then we work hard on decreasing the toxic debris that causes the inflammation. I've mentioned flax lignans. We can also take colostrum on an empty stomach. Gets into the bloodstream. It's scientifically known to bind toxic lectins that come from grains. We take protease plus enzyme on an empty stomach. Gets into the bloodstream to clean up undigested food particles in the blood. And it's also known to break down the outer protein coating of those cancer cells. Then we take my favorite herbal combination, cat's claw, to open up that lymphatic system so all those poisons and toxins can readily and easily move out through the elimination channels. This is where we activate the elimination channels. We work on the kidneys, the bowels, the liver. We have herbs for all of those organs. And we increase circulation. This is where we can do an oral chelation program to clean out heavy metals. We can do the heavy metal detox to clean out mercury, lead, aluminum, iron, to clean out metabolic waste and to increase oxygen and to increase blood circulation and to increase the body temperature. And then we clean up that fungus, that fungal infection, or those cancer cells with pawpaw. Dr. McLaughlin did 20 years of research studying pawpaw. He found it to be almost a million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. I know I say this many times. I don't think it registers with people because they sure like their chemotherapy. Excuse me, Dr. McLaughlin said this, a million times stronger than Adriamycin. That's it. PAPA inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. PAPA destroys and cleans up the fungus and candida debris. It gets right into the cancer cells and causes apoptosis. We can increase stem cell production. Astragalus increases stem cell production. Silver, as in Silver Guard, increases stem cell production. And we have many success stories that are printed in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It has sold over 5,000 copies, and that was at least 2 years ago. I'm so happy that there is a movement, small as it is, but there is a movement happening by word of mouth. You have cancer. Yes, I do. Then there is a solution for you. No, it's not a magic pill. It is the answer. It is a solution. With this, I'm going to turn the recording off and we can ask questions. Give me a second.